This is Dr. C. I'm dictating from West Bloomfield Healthcare Center and Rehab. Patient first name is Louise, L-O-U-I-S-E. Last name is Applebaum, A-P-P-L-E-B-A-U-M. Date of birth is December 14, 1927. Date of evaluation is 9-19-2023. HPI history page complaint, psychiatric evaluation for quote paranoia, unquote. History of present illness. This is a 95 years old female who is well familiar to our service. I reviewed the evaluation done by PA and psychologist. The last visit with psychologist was yesterday. Period. Staff reports that patient has been tearful, anxious, and was hyper focused on her roommate. Here during my evaluation, patient acknowledged feeling lonely and talked about her loss of independence and reports that she is, quote, not me, unquote. Peter, she wished she could get out of this place. Peter, patient talked about her roommate and reports that her roommate is, quote, smart, unquote, and intelligent, unquote, smart and intelligent, unquote. Patient reports that staff is getting her out of the room using a Hoyer lift, and she is participating in activities and playing bingo. And doing more things with friends. Period. Patient stated, quote, I'm not jealous, but described her as a liberal, unquote. Patient stated, I don't think she's anti-Semite, unquote. Here, patient was fixated that when her roommate was not doing well, patient would reach out to her and talk to her. And she believes that she has something to do with her improvement. Patient was tearful throughout the session, but I was able to comfort her after a while, and she was even able to smile and laugh. Period. Patient reports that her son visits her on a regular basis and reports that he's a judge. Period. Reports her daughter lives in Missouri. Period. Husband died of pancreatic cancer many years ago. Peer patient reports that she was an executive secretary for a bank chairman. Next paragraph. Internal medical social family history, last visit to 9-18-2023 with Dr. Tuttle. Next paragraph. Check a review of medical family social history indicates no changes since last visit. Medical history unremarkable, social history unremarkable. So. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, collateral form and chart, nursing. Next paragraph, current psychotropic medications. See medication page. Number one, Lexapro, 15 milligram QD. Next paragraph, mental status examination. Blood pressure 172 over 94, pulse 90, respiration 18. Next paragraph, mental status examination, constitution none, grooming fair, motor movements ambulatory, stature sitting, gait steady, level of consciousness alert, demeanor cooperative, affect constricted, mood dysphoric, tearful, speech clear, thought process periods of confusion, thought content focused on her roommate and roommate's recovery, suicidal homicidal ideation denied, suicidal homicidal thoughts, psychotic symptoms, no evidence of psychosis or AVH, fund of knowledge, fair judgment, limited, insight limited, orientation to person, place with the normal attention concentration, with the normal memory, recent impaired sleep problems, non-appetite fear. Next paragraph under assessment and plans. Generalized anxiety disorder, F41.1. Plans continue. Lexapro 15 milligram QD as prescribed. Continue psychotherapy period. Encourage patient to participate in diversional activities. Period, patient does respond to one-on-one time. Next paragraph number two. Mood disorder due to known physiological condition with depressive features, F06.31. Plans continue. Lexapro. Number three, Alzheimer's disease with late onset, G30.1. Plans encourage participation in diversional activities. Number four, dementia and other diseases classified elsewhere mild with mood disturbance, F02.83. Next paragraph, disposition. Notify service of any changes in mood or behaviors or any new concern. Next paragraph, the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential adverse effects. Next paragraph, under orders and procedure 99309, under assessment and plan and disposition, hold off changing our current medications until further observation. This is end of dictation.